Hello, everyone, and welcome to our final edition of the Anderson Healy Show for the 2021-2022 academic year. Over the last 9 months, the Anderson Healy Show has been the Sun Devil Radio Network's weekly broadcast that brings you all the latest news in Arizona State Sun Devil sports. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball, alongside of Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. The Anderson Healy Show is presented by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. Member FDIC. Our special guest on this final show of the year will be Sun Devil track and field coach Dion Miller, whose ASU men's and women's teams competed last week in the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon, with six of Dion's student-athletes earning All-American honors, including a repeat national championship for Yurinde Van Klinken in the women's discus throw. And Dion will join us later. But for now, time to welcome in my co-host, ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson. How have you been, Ray? Hard to believe we've reached the finish line, my friend, of a long season of shows each week.
It sure has, Tim, and I'm doing well. Hope you and all of our Sun Devil supporters are doing well. And yes, it's been a long year. Sometimes it appeared longer than other times, but we're at the end now. And what's this, show number 33 or something like that?
Number 33, and we've got some good news to lead show number 33. Our lead story centers around major news regarding the superb academic performance of Arizona State's student-athletes. Figures released earlier this week by the NCAA show that ASU's Academic Progress Report Rate, or APR, over the four-year period from 2017 to 2021 reached an average of 995 out of a possible 1,000. That is an all-time high for ASU, and perhaps more significantly, it is the best APR rating of any school in the Pac-12 conference, the first time ever that Arizona State has led the Pac-12 in its APR rating. Well, Ray, for years, Sun Devil Athletics' ever-improving APR scores were always just a notch or two below the Pac-12's renowned academic institution and your alma mater, Stanford University. But now, ASU has leapfrogged over Stanford into first place with its 995 average APR rating over the four-year period from 2017 to 2021. That is fantastic news.
Tim, very frankly, it is tremendous news for our whole program, our institution, our student-athletes, and our coaches as a group. Since 2017, I think we've been second to Stanford. Couldn't quite get with it to track them down. But we were vocal about it and said our aspirations are we're going to chase Stanford down and drag them from behind so we can get in the lead. And indeed, the good news coming out of the NCAA this week is that Arizona State has accomplished that. We are the number one academic progress achieving athletic department in the Pac-12. And for ASU and Dr. Crow and our faculties, our staff, our provost, and most importantly, our Office of Student-Athlete Development, led by Alonzo Jones, Andrea Lohr, Courtney Skipper, and so many others down there, originally really spearheaded by Gene Boyd, to see it all come to a place now where 8 years and now in my ninth year, thankfully, we have surpassed Stanford. And once you pass them, you have to stay in front of them. That's our goal and aspiration going forward. But a tremendous accomplishment for our student athletes on the academic side. And very frankly, Tim, this is an opportunity for us to remind everyone it's the student first and the athletics second. And so what we have accomplished and our students and our coaches have accomplished on the academic side is got to be applauded. It's got to be prioritized, and that's what we've done. The athletic side, we're still working. We know we got some work to do. We'll continue working. But I hope folks step up and then understand the holistic approach here is for the student-athlete experience. And on the academic side, the data that you have just articulated speaks for itself.
And we're going to delve into the data just a little bit further, if we may. 10 ASU sports programs earned a perfect score of 1,000 in their multi-year APR numbers for that period from 2017 to 2021. Those 10 perfect scores belong to men's and women's golf, gymnastics, women's basketball, men's tennis, women's swimming and diving, beach volleyball, men's basketball, softball, and wrestling. 10 Sun Devil sports, meanwhile, led the Pac-12, led all their counterparts in the Pac-12 with their multi-year APR averages. Men's and women's basketball, men's and women's golf, gymnastics, beach volleyball, wrestling, men's tennis, softball, and women's swimming and diving, all of them tops in the Pac-12 in their respective sports in their APR ratings. While 4 Sun Devil sports programs reached all-time multi-year APR highs for their respective programs. Those 4, football, which achieved a rating of 983, wrestling with its perfect 1,000, men's track and field 989, and women's lacrosse 993. It's almost across the board, Ray. Terrific numbers for virtually every program.
And again, Tim, we couldn't be more proud of all of our student athletes. But also, you got to get a lot of credit to the coaches and the assistant coaches and all the support staff, because they provide an environment and a culture with expectations that on the academic side, we are going to exceed. We're going to excel. And there's no just come here and let's play sports. They make sure they understand there's a competition amongst teams on the academic side as well. And so you get a lot of credit to the coaches and the assistant coaches who make it a point to prioritize the academics because, very frankly, for 99% of our student athletes, those academics will carry them forward for the rest of their lives in terms of the success they're going to have, not what they do on the playing fields and courts. In pools. So it's a wonderful accomplishment for all of our student athletes and the department, particularly on the academic side. And again, we won't overstate the great work done by our Office of Student Athlete Development. And oh, by the way, then we have donors like Mike and Cindy Watts, who several years ago stepped up and contributed multi-millions, Tim, to be able to upgrade our whole student athlete academic performance center, doubled its size and its capacity to be able to provide an environment where our students want to go and they want to spend that time. And so we're very grateful to the Mike and Cindy Watts and others who have supported us financially to advance our academic programming for our student athletes.
Boy, it sure takes a lot of people involved in the effort all around. Great to point out those donors. And again, the coaches, the OSAD staff, everyone, just a tip of the cap to them for a job extremely well done. Now, if you're listening in and you're wondering what exactly is the APR or academic progress rate, it's very simply a metric that was devised several years ago by the NCAA that basically tracks the academic progress of each and every student athlete at a member institution. And they factor in such things as eligibility, retention, and graduation. And what it does is that it simply helps provide a clear picture of the academic culture for each sport and each athletic department at member institutions. And clearly, Ray, the academic culture at your athletic department is a pretty picture indeed.
Thank you, Tim, for the compliment. And I will say humbly, it is a very positive picture. And very frankly, this is an opportunity for us to pause and say to folks, judge us on the entire experience of our student athletes. Sometimes folks get a little bit tunnel vision, and you know it, and I know it. They want to judge us strictly on what the win-loss record is in the various sports and take 3 or 4 sports in particular, and that's an indictment of our whole program. That's not why we're here. We're here to be able to deliver some of what we're talking about. High academic performance across all of our 26 varsity sports. and do it in a way where we are serving our student athletes holistically. And on the academic side, we simply say, let the data and facts speak for itself. Sun Devil Athletics is in a good place when you look at the whole picture. Give our student athletes appropriate recognition.
There you go. Well, another big story in Sun Devil Athletics this week centers around ASU men's tennis star Murphy Cassone, who this week was named the ITA National Rookie of the Year as the top freshman player in all of collegiate tennis. Just last week, Cassone was named the ITA Southwest Region Rookie of the Year. He previously had been named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year for 2022. So why was Murphy Cassone the National Rookie of the Year? Very simple. He went 15-6 in singles matches this year, was a perfect 9-0 in Pac-12 singles matches. He won 13 of his last 15, including the final 9 in a row, entering the NCAA championships. And perhaps most impressively, Ray, during the course of the season, Murphy Cassone defeated 7 ranked opponents, including players who at the time were ranked number 1, 2, 6, and 9 in the nation. This young man was one of the best in the country this year, and it's just it entices the imagination to think how good he's going to become over the next couple of years here.
There is no question that Murphy has announced his arrival, and Matt Hill has done such a great job developing this program and does a wonderful job, very frankly, recruiting top-notch student athletes. Remember that name because it's a great name, Murphy Cassone, because you'll be talking about that name for the next 10 or 12 years. Once he leaves here, I don't think there's any question that he's going to be competing at the professional level at a very high level. He's a phenomenal talent, and so folks need to write that name down and then watch men's tennis schedule for next fall and spring and come out and watch this kid play. It will be a treat. He is very special, Tim, and proud of him and proud of Matt and proud of our team. But Murphy Cassone is the real deal, as they say.
Indeed he is. Now, not to be completely outdone, Sun Devil women's tennis made news on a couple of fronts this past week. ASU's Pac-12 Coach of the Year, Sheila McInerney, was also named the ITA Southwest Regional Coach of the Year for 2022. It's the second time that Sheila has won that particular honor. She also was named the Regional Coach of the Year back in 2016. Meanwhile, Sheila's top assistant, Matt Langley, was named the ITA Southwest Regional Assistant Coach of the Year. Sheila and Matt together helped guide a Sun Devil team, a roster comprised of just 7 players this year, to an 18-win season, the program's highest win total in 6 years. They led ASU to the finals of the Pac-12 tournament in Ojai, California for the first time ever and guided the program, Ray, to its 34th consecutive NCAA tournament appearance. So well-deserved honors again for Sheila McInerney, and now joined as well by her assistant, Matt Langley.
Yes, the Intercollegiate Tennis Association, the ITA, is the designator of great accolades. And to have Sheila as the head coach and Matt as the assistant coaches of the year in this region is a real tribute to this program. And Sheila is just, you know, she's the ever-ready bunny, man. She just keeps going. Great teams, great recruiting, great coaching, great training and developing, and then had some of her best outcomes this year, particularly getting that championship match in the Pac-12 against Stanford. Lost a close match, as you know, 4-2, and had beaten Stanford previously in the season, so a little bittersweet there. But the fact is that wonderful performance by women's tennis this year under the leadership of Sheila with the assist from Matt.
Now let's talk some golf, shall we? The national runner-up Sun Devil men's golf team had 4 of its players earn All-American status for the 2022 season, and honors awarded by the Golf Coaches Association of America. It is the second consecutive year in which Arizona State has had 4 All-Americans in men's golf. Senior Mason Anderson, who won all 3 of his matches in the match play component of the NCAA championships at Greyhawk a couple of weeks ago, was named a third-team Ping All-American. while three other Sun Devils were named honorable mention. David Puge, now a two-time All-American, Cameron Sisk, a three-time All-American, while Josele Ballester earned his first All-American honor, Ray.
Yeah, Matt Thurman and our men's golf team. And, you know, we finished just short to Texas in the championship, Matt, so we were second in the nation. And that's going to probably show that you have some really good golfers in your program. So to have four of our young men recognized nationally for All-American status is really well-deserved. And proud of Matt and the whole team for how they just stuck in there, had some really exciting matches, just came one match short. So going forward, it's going to be fun to continue to watch this program because three of those four guys you mentioned will be back, Tim.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ray, another sign of a really good program, not only do you have a lot of really good players, as we just documented, but on the other side of the coin, some people are going to come after the people that helped build that program and make it what it is. As news early this week that Sun Devil coach Matt Thurman is about to lose his top assistant coach of the last 5 years, as Arizona State's associate head coach Armen Kirikosian has been hired as the new head coach at the Pac-12 rivals, the UCLA Bruins. Armen was a Strickland Award winner as the top assistant coach in the nation on Matt Thurman's staff back in 2019. And now, Ray, he gets the well-deserved opportunity to run his own program at UCLA.
Yes, he does. And Armen has been a tremendous, tremendous contributor here and a great partner for Matt Thurman to help develop this program under Matt. Now he gets the chance to take the big seat at UCLA, a great golf program in a great area. And you want to you want them to aspire to be able to do that. So you have to feel proud when your coaches, very frankly, are recruited away to go and have their opportunity as head coaches. You know, that's what they get in the business for. They don't always all admit it, but everybody would love to be the head coach. Sure. And so when you get an opportunity like Armen, you just have to be very thankful that you had him, but also very happy for him. And when they follow up with some of the most heartfelt thank you letters, personally thanking folks for believing in them and giving them the opportunity, then you understand that that's part of the gratification of sitting in this seat and being a head coach like Matt Thurman, when an assistant will go off saying unequivocally, but for my opportunity here, this doesn't happen. So thank you, Arizona State University.
And, you know, Ray, some of us involved in Sun Devil Athletics were trying to do some brain teasers, and I honestly cannot recall ever a situation where a Sun Devil assistant coach was hired as a head coach at a Pac-12 school after leaving Arizona State. So this is, in some ways, almost a precedent-setting hire with Armen Kirikosian heading over to UCLA.
I can't either, quite frankly, but, you know, it's kind of like the transfer portal and the name, image, and likeness movements now. You know, players go, student-athletes go, apparently coaches go now, and there are no interconference prohibitions. And we certainly, philosophically, would never stand in the way of that with regard to a coach getting a chance, he or she, to move to a better situation, but it is a rarity nevertheless, Tim.
Sure is. 11 Sun Devil student athletes competed last week at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon, and six of them ended up earning All-American honors, with one ASU superstar bringing home a second consecutive national championship in her event. Coming up, we'll get the lowdown on the Sun Devils weekend at the NCAA Championships from ASU head track and field coach Dion Miller. But first, these messages. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be the exclusive banking partner of Arizona State University and offer the ASU Visa debit card. Show your Sun Devil pride with every purchase. It's the safest and most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. You can also manage your ASU Visa debit card with card controls available on the MidFirst mobile app. Visit any MidFirst banking center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
Your moment has arrived. Welcome to Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Bigger, bolder, and better with so much more to offer. Grab a cold drink and cool off in a cabana at our all-new resort pool. Or take a taste of the here and now with even more dining destinations to choose from, including our new rooftop restaurant and lounge, Prime, a Shula Steakhouse. It's time to own your moment. So you do you. I feel good.
We're back on the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network as we update you on all the latest news in Arizona State Sun Devil sports. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad you're with us this week. In his 3 years as Arizona State's Director of Track and Field and Cross Country, Dion Miller has helped elevate both the profile and the performance of both the Sun Devil men's and women's track and field programs. Case in point, last week's NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon, where 11 Sun Devil student athletes competed for national honors, and six of them earned All-American status based on their performances in Eugene. Dion Miller is our guest this week on the final Anderson Healy Show of the academic year. Dion, great to see you. How you been?
How you doing, Tim? Great to see you.
Thanks for joining us. Start by giving us your summary of your team's performances in Eugene. The Sun Devil women finished eighth at the NCAA championships, the program's highest finish since a third-place finish back in 2009, the ASU men placing 15th overall. What was your overview of the weekend up there in Oregon?
Well, starting off with the women, of course, we quested out to, be a trophy team. You know that was the goal going into the meet. And so to finish eighth, you know, we fell short of that. But I'm so excited for the individual honors that we were able to accomplish. Yurinde Van Klinken, she defended her crown in the discus, and to get beat by the Ohio State kid that broke the collegiate record. I mean, what a tremendous meet for Yurinde. And then Beatrice and Shelby Moran, they did an outstanding job in terms of their performances in the hammer, and to have a freshman compete for the first time on the women's side in the women's 200 meters. You know, we're so excited for Adriana Tatum. She's got a bright future.
Sure does. Again, as you mentioned, we'll elaborate on a little bit more, but the headliners, I think, were your throwers, three of whom, as you said, earned points, all the points for the Sun Devil women in the NCAA championships.
Did.
Yeah, Yurinde Van Klinken, the NCAA champ in the discus throw, was the runner-up in the shot put. You mentioned Beatrice Yano. She finished third in the hammer throw, and Shelby Moran fifth in the hammer. Just a tremendous performance by your female throwers.
Absolutely. Beatrice, she was the last qualifier going into the final. And so, before the final, she was, a little bit hysteric because she didn't think she was going to make the final, but obviously to go from ninth to third, that was a nail biter performance for Beatrice, and I'm so happy for her. She broke the Norwegian record in the hammer, and for her to break her country's record, I thought that was outstanding, an outstanding finish for Beatrice. And then Shelby, she's going to be returning. She's a Titan, man. We're so excited for Shelby and her return back her senior year next year. Did an outstanding job on throwing 70 meters and finishing fifth.
On the men's side, of course, your superstar thrower, Turner Washington, was competing in Eugene. He placed second in the shot put, 10th in the discus. But, Dion, I understand he had to deal with some physical issues up in Eugene, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he was suffering from a knee injury from conference, and it was unfortunate. But, Turner's a fighter, and to come back and finish 8th, I mean, finish 10th in the discus. Obviously, you're winning the national championship last year. He fell short of that. But then to finish second in the shot put, what a courageous performance by Turner. He did an absolute job of defending his crown. But I was so excited for him. I called him right after the competition and told him that, hey, that was a victory for me because, for you to fight through injuries and come back and compete at the national championships, I was so excited for him and finishing second. So we're so proud of Turner and his career here at Arizona State.
I was just going to say he has had a remarkable career, and as I understand it, he's decided to call it a career and will not return next year, though Urinde has one more indoor season of eligibility remaining. Dion, talk about how important those two people have been to your program the past few years.
Man, those two people have been the core and the heart and soul of our program. I mean, when I talk about winning championships, you got to win with people like Urinde and Turner. And obviously for Arizona State, we're so proud of their performances and their efforts and their contributions towards, our program. And without them, this wouldn't be possible. We wouldn't finish in the top 8 on the women's side and top 15 on the men's side. So we're excited. We're excited about Urinde coming back. And we're just blessed to have Turner Washington compete for Arizona State. He's one of the best ones that we've ever had.
Sure is. And you also have an up-and-coming thrower on the men's side, Ralford Mullings. He earned bronze in the discus at the NCAA championships last week. How much upside does he have?
Man, I mean, I believe Ralford could be the national champion next year. He finished third out of three freshmen. Wouldn't you believe it? Three freshmen finished 1, 2, and 3. So he was third out of the three top freshmen in the country. So they got a lot of competition and a lot of years to come. So, he's got tremendous upside. We're so excited about, Ralford and, what he's done thus far here at Arizona State. And so, man, I tell you, he's got a bright future.
People wonder, may wonder, why is it that Arizona State has had so many sensational throwers in track and field over the last decade or so? And it seems to me, Dion, the answer could be summed up in two words, Coach Blue, or two other words, Brian Blutrick, your throws coach, who has now been a part of, I think, 26 national championships. What, in your opinion, makes him arguably the best throws coach in the nation?
Just, he's relentless. He's a great teacher. Blue, I mean, obviously, he's money in the bank when it comes to the performances his kids bring to the table at the national meet. I think, also what makes him special is just his passion for the sport. From sun up to sundown, each and every day, he tries, to get his kids better at what they do. And, obviously you can see they show up when it counts. And so with Blue, we're so elated. We're so thankful to have Blue on our staff. And obviously the goal is to score points. And, we feel like we've got a core group coming back next year that we can help Blue, in terms of his contributions and what the throws have done. But obviously the ultimate goal is to have a complete track and field team, and we're well on our way towards that.
Indeed. It wasn't all about the throwers last week in Eugene. You had 4 true freshmen who qualified for the NCAAs, including local product Dayton Carlson, who finished 6th in the 800 meters in a program record time, no less, of 1 minute 46.72 seconds. He was the top recruit in the state out of Castile High School in Gilbert last year. What excites you most about Dayton's future here at Arizona State?
Man, to finish sixth as a freshman, you don't see that often. And so, you know, what excites me about Dayton is just he smells the finish line. He's a true Saturday runner, what I call a Saturday runner. And he shows up when it counts. And, you know, that's something you can't coach. But Dayton is he's a special human being. I think he's going to be one of Arizona State's greatest athletes to come through our program. And what excites me is that to do it as a freshman, you know, that's very special. And so I think he's going to be a tremendous contributor towards our team. And he's just a natural born a leader in terms of how he goes about his business every day, and he's always got a smile on his face. So we're so excited about Dayton.
So a couple more freshmen I'm sure you're excited about. You mentioned Adriana Tatum, the second fastest time in the 200 meters in ASU history in the semifinals in Eugene last week. And then Justin Robinson on the men's side finished 18th in the 200 meters. It looks like you have a lot of up-and-comers there in the sprints.
Yeah, that was a goal, is to have a more of a presence on the track. When you have a track team, you want to have you kind of talent in key areas. And, you know, we identified these freshmen, and we feel like that we can build a complete track team around the freshmen that we do have. And so with the recruiting class we have coming in, and with the freshmen we have, we think we can be even better next year. Men and women. So we're excited about the future.
Tell us about your recruiting class. I know it has you very excited. You have some talent coming in, including some highly touted student athletes from Texas and North Carolina.
Yeah, we're so excited about, you know, the young lady, Jada Campos, and the young man, Trevin Moore, coming out. There are two sprinters that are, you know, top of their class. We're excited about them coming in, and we think that they can actually help us as freshmen, just like these freshmen did this year. So really excited about a recruiting class. Of course, we're still recruiting. You never know, we may add one or two to this recruiting class. So, you know, recruiting never stops. So, but we're super excited about Trevin and Jada.
Well, now the NCAA championships are over, Dion, what do the next few months hold for you and your student athletes?
Well, you know, some of our student athletes are going to compete at their national championships. You know, obviously we have several international student athletes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just a time to, you know, rest and recover, kind of rebuild. We got some of our athletes that are in summer school. Our coaches are going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to get back into the office 1st of July and start it all over again.
How would you assess the growth of your program in the 3 years you've been here? Are you pleased with where you're at right now, looking towards next year?
Obviously, you know, I feel like that you can always look for opportunities to get better. I think our growth, we have grown since, you know, the time I've arrived. And, you know, I think, that goal towards winning a national championship, you know, we can see it in the horizon. But we've definitely grown in terms of our staff and what it means to be a national championship staff, as well as a national championship program. And it starts with, you know, being in the conversation. And so for me, I think I'm so excited about our staff, as well as our team. And just to get, to have four freshmen go there, that's just, that's very valuable in terms of the future of your program. And we just need to continue on to recruit and build from there. And, hopefully we can, have this conversation next year and, possibly have a trophy.
So wouldn't that be something? But your program clearly is trending in a very positive way, and your student athletes provided us with a lot of great moments and memories over the 21-22 academic year. Dion, congratulations on all that. Have a good summer, my friend, and best of luck next year.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, guys.
Arizona State Director of Track and Field, Dion Miller, our guest this week on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me in just a moment, but first, this time out, you're watching and listening to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. And just like you, all the great people at Santan Ford are so happy to hear this sweet little tune. And it goes something like this. Welcome back, ASU fans. It's time to get things started. Tim Hovick here reminding you this is the season for your new Santan Ford. Go Devils!
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
I'm a talking gopher, here to encourage you to buy insurance. Because you should always listen to the advice of spokes animals. After all, who knows more about protecting your home and car than an articulate gopher like me? So let's get down to it.
Spokes animal has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need talking gophers because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA, outsmart life.
Welcome back to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Alongside of Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio voice of the Sun Devils. And Ray and I are glad you're with us for our final show of the 2021-2022 academic year. Two Sun Devil water polo stars were named All-Americans for 2022 by the Association of Collegiate Water Polo Coaches. Freshman sensation and Mountain Pacific Sports Federation newcomer of the year, Vonda Boxa, was named a second-team All-American, while Amira Van Buren was named honorable mention All-American, the third time in her career that Amira has earned All-American recognition. Boxa led the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation with her 73 goals, 49 assists, and 122 points, while Amira Van Buren scored a career-high 37 goals this year. Well-deserved honors for Vonda and for Amira.
Yes, Vonda, as a freshman, came in here and really lit it up, as they say, and then Amira continuing her great play with honorable mention accolades from the water polo world. So two really wonderful performances, really strong student athletes as well, being recognized. Very proud of what they did for our women's water polo team this year, Tim.
Some news now from Sun Devil football. With the start of preseason camp just about a month and a half away, 8 ASU players were named to Athlon Sports All Pac-12 teams in Athlon's annual preseason preview magazine that's just about ready to hit the newsstands. Kick return specialist DJ Taylor was named a first-team All Pac-12 punt returner as well as a second-team All-Conference kick returner. Making second-team All-Pac-12 in the Athlon magazine this summer, running back Xavier Holiday, the transfer from Wyoming, offensive lineman Ladarius Henderson, and linebacker Merlin Robertson. Third-team selections included offensive lineman Ben Scott, who will likely switch from tackle to center this year, and veteran linebacker Kyle Soley. And fourth-team honors were awarded recognition given, to a pair of players ASU obtained from the transfer portal this past offseason. Defensive lineman Nesta Jade Silvera, a transfer from the University of Miami, and defensive back Corey Bethley, a transfer from Hawaii, who likely, Ray, will take over one of the safety spots for ASU.
Yes, all 8 of those players being recognized. you know, keep your eye on them because they're good players. They've had good careers up to this point. Anticipate big years from all eight of those. So it's nice when you have one of the noted publications who like to do these prognostications come out and look at your players and say, ooh, you've got some good ones. And so to those eight players, well-deserved preseason recognition. But as we all know, it's what you do when the lights come on this coming season that will really matter the most. And they're getting ready for that, Tim. I can tell you that.
Also from football, congratulations are in order for Sun Devil Football's head coach for sports performance, Joe Connolly, as Joe was recently named a master strength and conditioning coach by the Collegiate Strength and Conditioning Coaches Association. It is the highest honor given to a coach in the strength and conditioning profession. Joe is about to enter his fifth season at Arizona State in 2022, having previously worked at South Carolina and Louisville, among other stops. And boy, talk to any Sun Devil player, Ray, and they'll tell you very quickly and very passionately that Coach Joe is a key part of the success of the Sun Devil football program.
Yes, he is. And your strength and conditioning head coach is critically important to the success of the program. Joe's been here 4 or 5 years now, going on six. Our players depend on him. Our coaches depend on him. So well recognized as one of the country's finest. And this recent award reflects that, Tim. So very proud of Joe.
A new note now from the sport of softball. This spring, you recall, the Pac-12 Conference staged its first ever postseason conference baseball tournament at Scottsdale Stadium, with regular season champion Stanford emerging as the Pac-12 tournament champs as well. And now Stanford on its way to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, next spring, the Pac-12 will stage its first ever softball postseason conference tournament, and the University of Arizona's Hillenbrand Stadium has been chosen as the host site for the inaugural Pac-12 softball tournament that will be held May 10th through the 13th next year. So May 10th through 13th in 2023. Softball fans, mark that date down. And Ray, this is an opportunity for ASU fans to make the relatively short drive down to Tucson to support the Sun Devils in the first ever Pac-12 softball tournament.
Yes, and as a conference, we're very proud to finally be bringing on championship tournaments in softball. We did it this year in baseball, as you know, very successfully here in Scottsdale. It was a great experience for the baseball teams. And so now we're going to bring that online for women's softball. And so we're going to rotate amongst the campuses. And so Arizona, with its great history in softball, very frankly, let's be honest, gets to host the first time. And so in 2023, 2 hours down the road or thereabouts, the Pac-12 softball tournament will be held, and it'll be a good opportunity for fans to drive. And, you know, they'll have people driving from Southern California, UCLA, et cetera. So it should be exciting. We're glad to add the softball tournament to our Pac-12 content, Tim.
Here's a quick note, and I should say a very encouraging note from the realm of men's basketball. We haven't talked a lot in recent weeks about Bobby Hurley's program, but according to various reports, Sun Devil forward Marcus Bagley has been fully cleared for all basketball activities. The one-time top 40 national recruit, and of course the grandson of ASU men's basketball legend Jumpin' Joe Caldwell, Marcus Bagley only played in 3 games last season and missed half of his freshman year in the 2021 campaign due to knee issues. Ray, I tell you what, it'd be great to see a healthy Marcus Bagley back on the floor full time for Coach Hurley this winter.
And surely, Tim, what an upgrade that would be. And so the intention and the hope certainly is that Marcus will be back fully able to compete at the level that, you know, he showed promise, because he came in here highly touted. We think he remains a very high-profile NBA talent. But he's got to be healthy this year and get out there and show it. And so I think he's very excited about doing that. I know Coach Hurley and all of us are excited about his return. And hopefully that it will be a very successful year for Marcus. because in turn that will be a big boost to our opportunity to compete at a higher level this coming season. So really delighted with the news on Marcus.
Ray and I will return with some closing notes on our final segment of our final show of the year when the Anderson Healy Show continues in a moment. This is the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Vibe check. A brunch spot with no line. Vibe. Impossibly fluffy pancakes. Vibe. Humble bragging about your weekend on a private jet. No vibe. A new mimosa hard seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Mimosa is a vibe. Celebrate responsibly. 2022 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Flavored beer.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
MidFirst Bank proudly offers both the ASU Visa debit card and the ASU Rewards credit card. Show your Sun Devil pride with every purchase and enjoy the convenience of card controls when you download the MidFirst Bank mobile app. With the app, you can manage all your cards and accounts in one place. Add your card to your mobile wallet to pay with your mobile or wearable device. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
We welcome you back to the final segment of our final installment of the Anderson Healy Show for the 21-22 academic year at Arizona State. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils. Along with me is Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. And Ray and I thank you for joining us not only this week, but all season long. A couple of quick notes before we begin the process of bidding you farewell for the summer. We start with two Sun Devil student athletes who received some well-deserved recognition this week. ASU baseball catcher Ryan Campos was named a Division I first-team freshman All-American by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association after a season in which the Mesa Red Mountain High School product led the Sun Devils and finished seventh in the Pac-12 with his .357 batting average. And Ryan Campos was one of only three Pac-12 freshman to earn first-team freshman All-American recognition from the NCBWA.
Yeah, Ryan had a great year, and to know it's a local fella that's going to be back for at least two or three more years is very encouraging. But this young man can play and plays a critical position, but also swung the bat offensively, as you mentioned, .357 average, and one of only three freshmen in the Pac-12 to make that team. So congratulations to Ryan, and congratulations to Coach Bloomquist for giving him a chance and putting him out there. And look what we got, a great performance by a great young man.
And keep in mind, Ryan Campos at one time was a commit to the University of Arizona, but he ends up pivoting and coming to Arizona State. And Sun Devil Nation is glad he did. He had a tremendous freshman year. Meanwhile, Sun Devil swimmer Grant House was named a first-team academic All-American for 2022, the only swimmer from the Pac-12 to gain first-team academic All-American honors this year. In the pool, Grant House achieved All-American status in five different events, helping the Sun Devil men post their best NCAA finish in 40 years when Bob Bowman's ASU men's swimmers finished sixth at the NCAA championships this past March. And Grant House did all that while maintaining a 4.0 GPA, Ray, in his major of clinical exercise science.
Well, anyone who knows Grant House knows that you're looking at excellence when he walks into the room. I mean, he just wears it as part of who he is academically, athletically, in terms of taking leadership positions as part of our student athlete leadership. So Grant House, the only Pac-12 swimmer to earn academic All-American. Think about that. Grant has just done a beautiful, beautiful job here, and we wish him well as he continues his career professionally and in the swimming, because he's not done swimming. He's going to be swimming for our international team and Olympic teams, I think, for a while, Tim. So congratulations to Grant. Just he's a special young man, and I've enjoyed having him as one of our student athletes and, very frankly, one of my buddies.
Grant House, Ryan Campos, two young men bringing distinction to not only themselves but to Arizona State Athletics this past week. Last week, you might recall, we brought you news of Sun Devil Hockey's newly signed freshman recruiting class for the 2022-23 season. Well, this week, Sun Devil Hockey announced a group of five Division I transfers who will be joining Coach Greg Powers' program next season. Among the transfers headed to Tempe are three players from Northeastern University in Boston, and two of them are twin brothers, Ty and Dylan Jackson, both of them forwards, and they'll be joined by their teammate, goalie TJ Semptenfelder, who had a nearly 94% save percentage as a freshman at Northeastern University last year. In addition, another Beantown area product, forward Robert Mastro Simone, who had 21 goals and 50 points in over 80 career games at Boston University, will become a Sun Devil, as will forward Lucas Sillinger, who played 65 games in 2 years at Bemidji State in Minnesota. Coach Powers, Ray, continuing to add to the roster of the first Sun Devil team that will play in ASU's brand new arena come this fall.
And, Tim, we're so excited about it. This transfer portal works both ways. You lose some folks, but also you have an opportunity to gain some folks. And it's not coincidental that those Northeastern and those Northeastern Coast folks, because we've gone out there as a program, ASU, and played out there. And so they've gotten familiar with our program, and they know how competitive they are. And then they're able to really learn the commitment we've made to the program out here with Coach Powers, our new facility, et cetera. And guess what? They're in the portal coming our way. And these are some really significant transfers that are joining our more traditional recruits that Greg is bringing in this year. It's going to be a fun roster to watch this coming season, and particularly in our new arena, which we're just so excited about, Tim.
Can't wait to see that building open, as it will this fall. Well, this being our final show of the season, I thought perhaps we could take a little moment here to reflect back on the year that was in ASU Sun Devil athletics. And, Ray, certainly your thoughts most welcome. I have a few that I would throw out there in terms of team and individual performances. But if we start by reflecting back on some of the top team performances this year, in men's sports, I can quickly point to a 2-4-6, as you might say, in men's sport. Men's golf, which finished second in the NCAA championships at Greyhawk just about a couple of weeks ago. Wrestling finished fourth in the NCAA championships in March. And the men's swimming team of Bob Bowman, as we just mentioned, a sixth-place finish in the NCAA championships in Atlanta back in March. So you had three programs, one finished second, one fourth, one sixth in the nation this past year. What are some of the men's sports highlights that stick out in your mind?
Certainly those 2-4-6 are very exciting, because wrestling again on the podium for a second year in a row at fourth, golf with its highest finish in some time, and then swimming at sixth, men's swimming its highest finish in 40-something years. Also was very proud and excited about the lacrosse team under Tim McCormick, who is now at Johns Hopkins, just short of the lacrosse, NCAA, certainly softball led by Trish now at Texas A&M. Wish both of them well in their new head coaching opportunities. But certainly softball was a real exciting sport. And gymnastics, remember, they first-time CO-PAC 12 champions. What gymnastics was able to do was really exciting. And then, you know, I did like the competitiveness of water polo, even at the end of the year when Petra took over on the interim basis. So there were a lot of, and then, of course, triathlon. We just win yet again.
Can't forget them.
You can't forget them by any stretch of the imagination. And so then, of course, we talked about Sheila and what she did in tennis yet again. There's just so much to be excited about, Tim, in terms of our sports overall, and certainly our women's sports and our Olympic sports, track and field. Women eighth, I think that was the highest standing since 2009. The men getting better at 15th in terms of their finish. So there's just a lot that we should be excited about. And then as we go into this season coming up across the board, we certainly are looking forward to a great fall season around here across the sports, Tim.
Some of the top student athletes of the year, if you're looking on the female side, you got great performance. We've talked a lot about Vonda Boxa and water polo and what she did this year. Remember back in the fall, what a season Nicole Douglas had for the soccer team, becoming one of the all-time goal scorers in ASU history.
Correct.
But, boy, it would be hard to overlook Yurinde Van Klinken, though, as the probably the top female student athlete of the year, winning the NCAA indoor shot put title, and then for the second straight year capturing the NCAA Outdoor Discus Championship last week in Eugene.
Oh, yeah, Yurinde is outstanding, just a wonderful, wonderful season on top of the season prior. So I think very few people would argue with you in terms of if you had to pick one, that was really the most outstanding. Yurinde Van Klinken would get a whole bunch of votes, Tim. To be sure.
As we talk on the men's side, Yurinde's teammate, Turner Washington, won the NCAA indoor shot put title for the second straight year and finished second in the outdoors, even though he was dealing, as Dion Miller told us earlier on the show this week, with knee issues in Eugene last week. Colton Schultz was the runner-up in the heavyweight division at the NCAA Wrestling Championships this past March. But if I had to vote for a male athlete of the year, Ray, I think I would probably have to lean toward freshman swimmer Leon Marchand. What a year he had. It was the Pac-12, not only freshman of the year, he was the conference swimmer of the year. He won Pac-12 gold in four different events and then captured the NCAA championships in the 200 IM and the 200 breaststroke and did all that as a freshman.
I'm right with you there on that one as well, Tim. Leon, I mean, spectacular, absolutely spectacular. And it's hard to, in some time, maybe a little dangerous to compare anybody to Michael Phelps. But if you want to point to somebody and have some aspirations about seeing another Phelps-like performer, I think Leon Marchand is on this campus. And when we get back and we're having our swim meets here next year, folks, you need to come see this kid. He is spectacular. So I agree with that assessment. His year, unprecedented here, to be sure.
Yeah. Comings and goings, as there always are in sports. We've talked about you've lost some top coaches who got better jobs or moved on to advance their careers. Trisha Ford in softball. Tim McCormick in women's lacrosse, Armin Kirikosian heading over to UCLA, and then Charlie Turner Thorne retiring back in March after a Hall of Fame 25-year career at ASU. And then on the flip side, you have the excitement of what's new ahead, and we can't wait, as we talked a moment ago, about that brand new hockey arena opening up in, I guess it'll be October when the hockey season begins.
Yes, there's change and then there's change. and that's just part of the business of college sports and athletics. It's exciting. It is changing. Folks get an opportunity to move on to different and in their situations and in their assessment, better situations, and you wish them well. But then that gives opportunity for new folks like Natasha Adair to come in and join us. And there will be others in softball and lacrosse and assistant golf. And that's what it's all about. And hopefully you're just getting a chance to have people further themselves, but also do it in a way that is beneficial to our student athletes and everything we're trying to accomplish here. So it's exciting, Tim, and going forward into the fall, one of the highlights will absolutely be the opening of our new multi-purpose facility where we will play hockey, we will do wrestling, we will do gymnastics, we will do club sports, we will do youth sports, we will do adult hockey, we will do concerts, we will do shows, we will do conferences, et cetera, in a fabulous new facility coming on board in October 2022, folks, as part of Sun Devil Athletics. Let's go.
Indeed. Cannot wait. So finally, Ray, as we head into the summer, as we do our last show of the year, what would your message to Sun Devil Nation be in terms of what you see as maybe some of the major challenges facing Arizona State athletics in the coming year?
Well, I don't think there's any question, and this is won't be new to most of our fans, but the college landscape is changing when you're talking about name, image, and likeness. Student athletes being able to monetize their name, image, and likeness. The challenge is that is being used, unfortunately, in a lot of places for pay for play, pay for inducement to select a college, not based on the academics or the coaching, but based on the dollars that might be available to student athletes, depending on where they're looking. And then the transfer portal, where student athletes can come in and pretty much leave almost anytime they want and not have to sit out a year. The combination of those two things have come together at a time, along with the change in kind of the landscape, realignment, universities leaving conferences, going to other conferences because they want better economics, very frankly. So the combination of all those things are changing the operations of college athletics. And no one at this point can articulate where it's going. So the next 24 months is going to be a real, I don't know, not chaotic, but I think learning and sometimes eye-opening period of time in college sports about where is it going? Is it going to professionalize to a degree where there's going to be more of the haves and have-nots, and then how do you, as an institution, respond to that, and where do you want to land? Those are the things that we're going to be faced with, some of the uncertainties, and no one's got the crystal ball at this point. That's what they should look for, is understanding there's going to be just a changing environment, and we'll see how people across the scope respond to it, but it's going to be different than anything they've ever seen before, Tim. We're already living that.
And finally, Ray, you have your four anchor sports, football, men's and women's basketball, and baseball, and each of those sports had challenges in the past year. How do you feel those sports are positioned to move forward and get back on track, the track that I think most Sun Devil fans would like to see them progress on?
Very optimistic. We don't like to make excuses, but COVID on the major sports was a heavy burden. And in the Pac-12, very frankly, particularly in football and basketball, probably a heavier burden than any other conference. And so realizing those challenges and dealing with them has been exhausting. But we think we have been able to get by most of that. And so we think we're back on the right track, if you will, in football, basketball. I think you saw where Willie Bloomquist in baseball is got some real upside. We're very confident of that. And I think in women's basketball, we're going to see instant, very frankly, upgrades with Natasha Adair and the system she's bringing in and some of the additional players. So we're very optimistic about this coming season and seasons beyond, Tim, across the board, but certainly in those sports in particular. We see good things happening.
And on that note, that will drop the curtain on our final Anderson Healy Show of the 2021-2022 academic year at Arizona State. The Anderson Healy Show has been presented all year long by our friends at MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. Member FDIC. For the final time this year, we send out thanks to the three people that really help make these shows possible each week. Our terrific producer, ASU Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand, our stellar engineer producer, Sean Crespin from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Couldn't get on the air without him. And thanks to our fantastic show scheduler, Kim Nelson from Sun Devil Athletics, for their help not only this week, but every week on our shows for the past 9 months. And I think I speak for Ray in thanking you, the fans, the listeners, the viewers, by whatever means you caught on to the show. We thank you for joining us each week, and we hope all of you have a restful and relaxing summer and look forward, as we do, to talking Sun Devil Athletics again come fall. Ray, it's always great to visit with you each week. Have a great summer, you and Buffy, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Tim. Thank you for your leadership on this show and all the great work you do on behalf of Sun Devil Athletics. And to all of our ASU fans, we wish you a safe and pleasant summer. Stay well out there. And as we say, and we'll say it again when we see you in the fall, go Devils!
Go Devils, always. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks again for joining us each week on the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
Hi, everyone. And just like you, all the great people at Santan Ford are so happy to hear this sweet little tune. And it goes something like this. Welcome back, ASU fans. It's time to get things started. Tim Hovick here reminding you this is the season for your new Santan Ford. Go Devils!
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
Your moment has arrived. Welcome to Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Bigger, bolder, and better with so much more to offer. Grab a cold drink and cool off in a cabana at our all-new resort pool. Or take a taste of the here and now with even more dining destinations to choose from, including our new rooftop restaurant and lounge, Prime, a Shula Steakhouse. It's time to own your moment. So you do you.
Vibe check. A brunch spot with no line. Vibe. Impossibly fluffy pancakes. Vibe. Humble bragging about your weekend on a private jet. No vibe. A new mimosa hard seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Mimosa is a vibe. Celebrate responsibly. 2022 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, flavored beer.